Another Country by James Baldwin. Narrated by Dion Graham.
They strike one, above all, as giving no account of themselves in any terms already consecrated by human use. To this inarticulate state, they probably form, collectively, the most unprecedented of monuments. Abysmal the mystery of what they think, what they feel, what they want, what they suppose themselves to be saying. Henry James. Book 1. Easy Rider. I told him Easy Rider's got to stay away, so he had to vamp it. But the hike ain't far. W.C. Handy. 1. He was facing 7th Avenue at Times Square. It was past midnight, and he had been sitting in the movies in the top row of the balcony since 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Twice, he had been awakened by the violent accents of the Italian film. Once, the usher had awakened him. And twice, he had been awakened by caterpillar fingers between his thighs. He was so tired, he had fallen so low, that he scarcely had the energy to be angry. Nothing of his belonged to him anymore. You took the best, so why not take the rest? But he had growled in his sleep, and bared the white teeth in his dark face and crossed his legs. Then the balcony was nearly empty, the Italian film was approaching a climax. He stumbled down the endless stairs into the street. He was hungry. His mouth felt filthy. He realized too late, as he passed through the doors, that he wanted to urinate. And he was broke. And he had nowhere to go. The policeman passed him, giving him a look. Rufus turned.